Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hi there. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for reaching out to us. I appreciate that. Will you kind of tell us and explain what's been going on?
Okay. So I've been with my boyfriend, Alan, for about like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've kind of been in this rut lately, like spinning our wheels and nothing's really moving forward. So I told him I needed a break to kind of figure some stuff out.
Mm.
So like, honestly, he was pretty shocked and he said he would do whatever I needed. But now it's been 2 very long weeks and I'm kind of dying to talk to him.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Now I know he's the one and it doesn't matter how long it takes for us to take the next step. I just know I want to be with him.
Okay. Oh, so maybe that's what you needed for clarity.
Yeah, I was going to say, but now you're probably nervous that it's like you are on a break.
And maybe he figured out, you know what, this is better.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Exactly, yeah. And Kelly, I know you said before that you and your husband broke up a while before and ended up back together.
Yeah, we were apart for like 8 months. But then as soon as we got back together, it's like we knew it was on and we were engaged a few months later, married 8 months later. So like sometimes that's what it takes to figure it out.
Have you heard anything from him? Like, has there been any contact between you and he?
No, I haven't heard, like, a peep from him in the whole 2 weeks. So now I'm scared he's realized maybe he's, like, happier without me. He hasn't been fighting at all to get me back.
Okay. Well, maybe he's just thinking, you know, she said she needed space, so I'm trying to give her the space. So maybe he's over there hoping you're going to figure it out and come back. But I understand your fear that it might be the other way, too, that there is a possibility for that, too.
It's scary because I haven't heard anything, so it could be completely either or.
Now, I don't want to freak you out any more than you already are, but I remember when I was proposing to my wife, I did it on April Fool's Day, and I told her I was going to break up with her. And the second before I actually opened my mouth to do the, quote, bit, I thought to myself, what if she says, you know what?
You're right too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh my God.
I know. Yes, but let's not talk about me. This isn't about that, Allie. I mean, do you want us to like call him? Do you want us to like try to bridge this for you?
I feel like the ball is in your court. You have got to reach out back to him. And I feel like if you don't, if you just leave it up to him and then he just never does and then miscommunication, I think, is going to be the end of your relationship. So you've got to reach out.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about that. I'm scared like I might have ruined the best thing in my life. And I don't know if I want to like throw him on the radio and like put all his stuff out there.
Okay. Do you want us to call him and kind of prep him off the air, just asking kind of like feeler questions? And...
Well, why don't we talk to him off the air, see how it goes, and then if it goes okay, then we can air it. But if it doesn't, then we can just tell everybody
then
what happens. Just go back into the bushes and hide like Homer Simpson. Like, I don't know.
We didn't get a response, Allie. I mean, he never picked up the phone, so I don't know. I don't know what
exactly
happened. Sorry, we're joking, Allie. We know it's your feelings. But
we could do this off the air. Yeah, I totally get that you don't want to sucker punch him on the air because that could be a whole other layer.
What do we tell people if...
Listen, this is her life. It's not just about our show. I mean, it is a little bit.
It
about
is
our
a
show,
little
but...
bit about that, but I look, Allie, I do appreciate you calling and letting us talk to you about this, and I'm actually very excited at the prospect of calling your on a break boyfriend.
Let's just do it off the air first. Let's get it in the bag and then see how it plays out, and then we'll make our editorial decision about the show part after that.
Okay. All right. Allie, so here, do you mind hanging on while we do this?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, 2 weeks isn't a long time in the grand scheme of things.
Well, that's all she needed though to figure it out,
I guess. Bethany says via text, the outcome is going to be whatever is going to be regardless. You've got to call him. Corey says, Kelly, that's not good radio.
Listen, I'm trying to find a happy medium to make her feel comfortable about it. And also, not like, what if he reacts badly to being put on blast, right? And makes it worse. I'm just trying not to make it worse.
Another text that says, so she is worried that the dude is doing exactly what she asked.
That's... Would you say it like that?
I mean, she said she needed space. He's like, all right, here's space. Now she's like, ah, it's too much space. Too much.
Right. Yes. And she's like, why is he fighting for me? It's like, well, you asked him not to.
You asked him.
Yeah.
She is still on hold, by the way. So
okay. Well, listen, right. we're going to work it out. I feel like let's just call him off the air and see how that goes. And then
All right. But seriously, like, what if he doesn't? Okay. All right. We'll figure that out. Like,
we're going to cross that bridge once we see how that goes.
We'll play a couple songs. We'll try to get Allie's...
Might be more. Depends on how it goes.
on the phone. Group therapy. If you've got comments, whatever, that's what this is all about. 795-1997. In the middle of group therapy, Allie came to us because she's not sure she should reach back out to her. Her boyfriend, since they've been taking a break, like he's not made any contact or tried at all to get back in touch with her since their break. So she's like, how long does she wait? Does she reach out first? It's kind of killing her.
Like, you know what? He's giving you the space that you asked for, which is not a bad thing.
No, that's not a bad
thing.
At the
same time, if you want the space to be done, it's up to you. Ball's in your court.
Yeah, so we offered our services as a show and as a public servant to reach out to him to see what was up.
It's been a Fast and Furious couple songs.
It really has. Is this Alan? Good morning. Hello?
Yeah. What's going on?
Hi, Alan. We're Ben Davis and Kelly Kay. And
thank you for answering a strange number.
Yes. And I do realize that you had signed up for tickets to the Louisville Bats, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. And you're probably thinking, oh, hey, great. You know, they're calling. We're gonna give you some tickets. Yay! Before we get to that, I know this is very awkward. We want to ask you about something.
Well, we want to ask, like, who would you take? You got four tickets. What? Who are you going to take? Do you have, like, a significant other?
Oh, I was actually, I was probably thinking of taking some of my boys just because, I don't know, I had a girlfriend, but that's sort of a little bit on hold right now, so I'm not, I don't know, but yeah, I don't know, I'm going to bring my boys, it'll be good.
Tell me a little bit about this person that's on hold, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't know, I mean, Allie is her name. We haven't talked in a couple of weeks.
Do you want to talk to her?
I honestly don't know right now. I do want to talk to her. It just feels like it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know how, I don't know when I'm going to pick up the phone and do it.
Okay, what if we already did that?
What?
Would you be okay with talking to Allie, say if we had her on hold?
Right now, you guys have her on hold?
Yeah, full transparency. She contacted us because she wants to talk to you, and she was scared. So we were trying to be the middleman. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like she's already here, so...
Listen, you guys can like talk, and we'll just stay back here in the back of the room and just let you kids work it out.
Hey, Allie, go ahead. Alan.
Hey, babe. So
hi.
I was
babe
really
is interesting.
And didn't
2 weeks.
I didn't know if you wanted to hear from me, so I messaged Ben and Kelly to get their advice, and so now here we are. But these past 2 weeks have been really eye-opening, just kind of showed me that you are my person and I don't like my life without you in it. So I'm hoping we can get back our life together.
Wow. Okay. I've been waiting to hear from you. The last 2 weeks have been kind of crap without you.
Really?
I mean, I was just trying to give you the space, and I've been pretty miserable too, this is great.
You just didn't think that you would be put on the spot by Ben and Kelly.
No,
this was unexpected,
I guess. Yeah, I'm kind of in shock about that, so I
was honestly scared it was the other way around.
I want to see you.
Yay!
Okay, so I'm feeling like this is good. we're feeling happy about this, right?
Yeah.
Is this good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm relieved too. I thought this was going to go in the opposite direction. My anxiety's been so bad.
Oh my God. Well,
my anxiety's kind of through the roof right now.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say, if you felt my armpits right now, I have sweat rings. So yay, Alan, congratulations on winning the tickets. And
yeah, that's good. Yay, you're a prize winner.
Are those
yay.
Real?
Yeah, no, they yeah, are. Yeah. They're real. This isn't just a big great. Setup stunt sort of thing. But yeah, no, we've got the tickets.
Follow through on that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And Allie, you've got your answer. And we'll... We'll
we're gonna let you two continue the conversation. I think you got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, and thank you, Allie, for reaching out to us. And Alan, Allie, we wish nothing but the best for you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Amazing.
Yay!
Why are you immediately playing that music? Why are you doing this? It's already awkward enough.
Because you know that first time after a break is always special.
Stop it! I mean, Cindy from Simpsonville, she's like, darn it, Ellen and Allie got me crying on the water's end. Like, this is like The Notebook. But they're younger. And that's good.
Yeah.
Yay!
Well, that's good. That could have been some very awkward. It did get a little awkward. I got to be honest, when...
Well, I felt bad for him because, again, he was put on the spot at first. Was. He went from like, oh, I want best tickets.
That,
so,
and
what?
It didn't sound
you got
like...
my girlfriend on?
I know. And I feel kind of weird about, like... doing that to him, and he didn't sound like he was all in at
first. His tone changed because he was at first like he was defensive and a little mad. You could tell he was hurt.
And then he was like, oh, she's on the phone, all right.
but then he heard like what she had to say. Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, all right, well, cool. This is what I wanted. Right, I gotta put my hand aside because it's good. Yay,
look at us. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and put a little wind check in our box there.
I am pitting out. And Brooke's like, yeah, going to need to check back in with them in a week or so.
I know.
Because they're like, did he just say yes because they're on the radio?
Right, I know.
Or is he really
I know.
Ready to get back?
I know. All right, so yeah, we'll check back in with Allie and Alan in, you know, a couple weeks. See how
everything's going. I have a stress headache.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.